Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right. So listen, you know, the Red Sox took 2 or 3 from the Dodgers and they finished that really harrowing stretch of games against, well, essentially at the beginning it was 3 first-place teams. The Phillies are now in second, but, you know, they came out of the break with a really difficult schedule. And they ended up 4-5, which is not great, but it could have been way, way worse. And they're still in the mix for the wild card. And we'll see what happens leading into the trade deadline. We have a fan base podcast that'll drop later this morning with John Senecal to talk about Aaron Judge's injury and sort of the state of play right now going into the trade deadline for both the Yankees, Red Sox, and the rest of the league. What was really interesting to me over the weekend was the concession workers at Fenway Park. They've gone on strike. And again, it must be clarified, they work for Aramark, which is a third-party provider of the concessions, and they don't work directly for the Boston Red Sox. Having said that, the Red Sox make the decision on who to have as a concession company, and they probably could exert quite a bit of influence because it's probably a really lucrative contract for Aramark. But they went on strike for the weekend, and I was just really curious. I mean, I saw the picket lines and stuff, but I don't really know what it was like at the park. So our good friend Mark Mitchell from Mitchell Auto Group joining us here on Brian & Company. Now, Mark, you were at the game on Friday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A great game it was, but they lost.
So what was it like? Was it noticeable outside of the picket lines? Like, were some of the windows shut, or did they have replacement workers for everything? Like, what was it like?
So we got there. My good friend Phil Rockwell and myself went up. He's one of my oldest friends. He's a wonderful guy, big fan. You know, to go up to the game, it's the Holy Grail. You know, once a year we go up there and to watch the game. We had these great seats that Subaru, as a Subaru dealer, has, and we're able to use those. And so we sat next to a guy who paid $400 for a seat. That's how close they are to the front. And actually, you could see the game. You could focus. You could concentrate. I'll tell you, you know, for other people, other fans, I'd be interested to hear what other people think. But it was awesome. You could see the game. There was no distractions. And you go down there, and they got their beer, and they got their hot dogs for all the money in the world. And, you know, they're part-time workers, right? I don't know. They're stretching a little bit, I think. You guys talked about ticket prices, you know, before on entertainment, and
right,
they're stretching it. So
there were nobody. They didn't have any workers selling stuff in the aisles then, right?
No, the only thing were the ushers, those wonderful ushers up there at Fenway, and they very helpful. And but you could go to the back and you know, in the causeway there, and you could buy food and drinks, but long lines, of course, and it wasn't. You know, that wasn't fun. And we got our Fenway Franks and, you know, and a beer. But that's part of the journey, right? But it was just really, really interesting. And for people that went to those games and you saw no hucksters out there, I thought it was kind of interesting. So
yeah. I mean, there was a stretch of time where they stopped selling beer in the stands in general. I think sort of when it was years ago, but they brought it back probably because there was too much lost business. We're talking with Mark Mitchell from, of course, the Mitchell Auto Group here on Brian & Company. So, I mean, someone said that they were actually allowing people to bring in food. Was that true? Did you see anybody do that?
I before I went, I heard about the stoppage, so I thought, oh, well, maybe I'd bring my own things there. They wouldn't let you have. You can't get a cooler or anything like that in. So that was,
right.
You know, that protocol. And because the stuff was available in the causeway and of course, out on the street, everything was for sale. So the only place you really noticed it was in the stadium itself. So
the other question I had was non-concessions. I mean, what was my theory on Fenway now is that the Red Sox are having a decent season, right? They're a little more interesting maybe they've been in years past, but generally speaking, I think the ownership group gets saved because Fenway is a tourist destination. So all, you know, these people come from Iowa in the summer to see the Holy Grail of ballparks, as you put it. What was the percentage like? Were there a lot of Dodger fans there?
There were a lot. I was amazed how many Dodger fans there were. And you could really tell. I mean, there was, and they were the team on Friday night, and they played, the game Friday night. I have to say it was really a good defensive game. You know, there wasn't a lot of runs scored, 7 runs, but it was some really, really good plays on the field. So yeah, it's fun. It's always a great place to visit. And the guy that sat next to us was from Nashville, Tennessee, and he's a St. Louis fan, and he's a baseball aficionado going all around the country. And like I said, I asked, how much you pay for this ticket? $400, right? That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah. The tourists, they save it.
I think so. I think it's the same thing with Yankee Stadium, right? People go to New York and you go for an evening and you go to the Yankee Stadium if you can. Right? So.
Yeah. We're talking with Mark Mitchell here from Mitchell Auto Group. Hey, I wanted to ask you quickly, a lot of the fears about auto car prices and all the tariffs. I'm just curious what you can share with us with how your business has been affected so far and what your expectations are moving forward.
Well, it's day by day. You know, our friend down in Washington is changing the rules and the goalpost every day. So, you definitely can feel the fearfulness that's in people's hearts when they walk in. You know, that they're not sure, the unsureness that's been created in the environment. But who knows? It gets out of the news for a while and the flow of business comes back a bit. They haven't stopped driving cars yet. Used cars are worth more. If I straightened my car in and I went to the dealer, I'd go, okay, you're giving me my tariff, I'm going to give you my tariff, because my used car's worth more money now. Think about it, right?
Prices in general have not gone up. Because you generally speaking, you just pass on the prices you get from the manufacturer, and you haven't seen any big uptick.
We got to run a business. Yeah, I think no uptick. There's definitely people, like always, they want to get the savings they can get. So some of the inventory doesn't have the tariffs on them. The new ones that are coming in, they're going to have the tariffs on them. And who knows what the tariffs are going to be on the end of the day. Supposedly August 1st is the judgment day, but who knows? You know, he changes like the wind, so, right?
Hey, Mark, it's good to catch up. We'll catch up soon in person, I hope, and I appreciate the insight on Fenway.
Okay, Brian, have a great day. Great week.
You too. Thanks, Mark Mitchell.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.